It's The Broker Show. We're talking real estate, investing, local market trends, feel-good stories, mindsets, and strategies for success. Let us know what you want to talk about, and chances are we will. Hosted by The Broker Joe and co-hosted by Etch.
You are on The Broker Show. We are so thrilled that you're here. It's been quite a week, and we're ready to share some stories today. We're not going to talk real estate or investments. We're going to tell stories today. I'm here with Etch. Etch, how are you today?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, I'm good. I'm pumped about today.
Yeah.
This is going to be fun.
Yeah.
But before we dive into it, I want to let our audience know that if you stick around, we are going to be doing a giveaway to one of our listeners at the end of the show. It's not insignificant. It's going to be really, really fun, and we hope that you stay engaged and stay involved. So
I like it.
Yeah.
This is good stuff. So
it is.
Today's topic. What is it?
It is. We're just going to name it the Fountain Effect. That way, we don't really give away what we're going to be talking about, Etch, to the people that are browsing through.
Okay. Gotcha.
So, but what we're going to be talking about is really. I'm just going to say it. I went skydiving for the first time last week. And I've been trying to go for a while. Skydiving is something I've wanted to do for a very long time. And there's the obvious nerves that go with it. I mean, I'm admitting that on air, so the truth is out now.
Right.
I mean, yes, I was a little nervous to go skydiving. And there's a part of me, part of everyone probably, that loves to be in control.
Mm-hmm.
And talk about being out of control in someone else's, putting your life literally in someone else's hands.
You're strapped to someone else's back, right?
You're they're strapped to your back, right?
Gotcha.
Yeah, you can't see them. You're right. Jumping out. They're strapped to your back. And so anyway, I'm gonna kind of share that story and kind of some of what's come out of it. And I know that there's a lot of stories that I've read over the years about people calling it a life-altering experience, how it just changed their paradigm, shifted so many things in their life, gave them courage to overcome future challenges. So I'm not gonna. It's early yet. I'm not gonna say that it's been life-altering, but it certainly is something that was incredible. And I'm gonna kind of share some of that experience. And what kind of facing that fear?
Well, we got
We have some hard footage that we're going to share.
Have hard copy footage of the fear that is within the human soul.
Yes.
When jumping out of, how many feet in the air was it?
14,000 feet up.
Jeez,
14,000 feet up.
That's
120 miles an hour.
Yeah, that's half of what you are having cruising altitude.
Correct.
With an actual airline.
Correct.
Like when you're flying, because that's 30,000 feet.
Yes. So for those of you who are listening in on Spotify or some other podcast, go to our Facebook page at The Broker Joe and check out. If you want to see the horror on my face, it's really not that bad. But if you want to see, some of the video that we're going to show, Etch is going to get that rolling.
Oh, yeah.
And we'd love for you to tune in.
Yeah. So you want to go now?
Let's do it.
All right. Let's do this. So basically, the whole premise around this that we came up with was let's use this as a way to, would you call it an analogy?
Like, oh, sure.
Okay, so we'll just call it an analogy.
Not to cheese it up too much,
right.
But sure.
So the way that we did this was to make it so that the stages of the jump, you can use in the same type of idea of a stage of, I don't know, a business plan or something that you've been meaning to do. Because, I mean, you were telling me before that skydiving has been on your bucket list, something you've always
wanted
to do.
For a long time, yeah.
And you put it off.
Sure.
There's always something else that's happening, but you plan for it and you want to do it, and then here
it happened. It happened.
So we kind of broke this up in stages based upon maybe something that's on your bucket list. Maybe it's something that's on a business plan that you just haven't gone through with. Maybe you've lost your job and you've got a business that you want to start or something that you want to do. And now is the time to do it. And that's the whole premise around this. So let's kick it off with what I like to call let's go.
To do this,
so this is Joe and the guy that's strapped to his back there. That's the project that you keep on putting off.
So keep it paused here for a minute. So I want to walk through, for those of you that have been thinking about skydiving, considering it just something keeping you from doing it, first of all, relative to the experience and what it could impact you the rest of your life, you get to say, I have been skydiving, right?
Yeah, we'll
so it's worth the cost, which is probably, it depends on where you go, but it's a couple hundred bucks, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you show up, they give you, you pay, you get in line. They give you a lesson. They're going to do skydive training, right? So you walk in. You're in this big room. There's everyone that's going to be skydiving in this section, right? Maybe 15, 20 people.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy talks through a couple basic steps in about 2 minutes. Okay.
So you better be paying attention.
It's 2 minutes long, basic steps, and when it's over, you're like, what? What? Yeah, like when you're walking into it, you're like, all right, here we go. We're gonna get in the zone. I'm gonna make sure I'm paying attention. I'm gonna get this right. I'm not gonna mess up. And then it's over in 2 minutes. That's it.
So basically, now, it's a guy telling you, if you do this, you'll die. If you'll do this, you'll die. If you do this, so remember those things.
Yep. Don't do this, or you'll break your legs. Don't do this, or I'll choke you out. Don't do this, right?
Oh, man.
So there's a lot of people up there. I imagine that they're going into full blown panic as soon as this thing is falling from the sky. So they want to let you know what's going to happen. Hey, if you panic, literally, they'll choke you out, right? Yeah. They'll cut off your windpipe with one arm and run things with the other one just to put you to sleep so they can get you to the ground safely, right? These guys are phenomenal. I don't want to understate how amazing these skydiving. It's like a cult. They're incredible. Mm-hmm. They're bros. They're hugging. They're high fiving.
Right.
This is their life. This means a lot to them. But then you're being strapped up and you're like, There's nothing else in between me and what's about to happen. And so they load you on a plane, and they have, on the plane that I was on, it's a small little plane, right? Little twin prop. And they've got two long, narrow benches that face front and back to the plane.
Yeah.
So you have two rows where you're strapped to your guy. He's behind you. You're strapped right in tight. He's up in your business, right? He or she is right up against you, strapped in. And basically you're waiting for the door that's clear. You can see the ground out the door, right? Yeah. I mean, it's right there, and the door is right there. The ground's not right there, but they roll this door up and they just start scooting you down and jumping out one at a time. Boom, boom. So I'm in the back and I get to watch everyone else go out before me, and I'm the last one on, right?
Of course.
So that's where we are in this video.
Yeah, okay.
And we can jump to the next.
So this is your next one where it's you start second guessing. I'm guessing when you get up to there, like, oh man,
I mean, is that expressionless or is that just a mix of everything? I'm not sure what that is.
But, I think that's a mix of I want to do this and I might need new underwear.
Yeah, possibly.
Probably a good chance. Which makes me wonder. I mean, how many guys get to that point and then they just throw up?
Well,
it's got to have happened plenty of times.
Oh, I'm sure about everything happens. I mean, these guys, they're so good at what they do, and there's so many different possibilities and scenarios that these guys have nailed down to take care of you. So knowing, feeling the experience, feeling the real, there's brevity. They're just calm, chill, very assuring. It felt good. It felt good. So all you could focus on was your own terror.
Yeah.
Really, you don't have to worry about anything else.
What terror looks like.
Right.
So, I love this because you are way more calm than I would ever be.
Yeah, I was actually pretty calm. I was thinking through the motions. They want you to do certain things when you get out. And if you don't do them, it's fine. Like, you watch videos of people not doing the right thing all the time.
Hands are up, making
sure you throw your head back. When you jump out the door, see, what people think is it's like a roller coaster. You're falling. It doesn't feel like that at all.
Yeah.
Not at all.
That's weird.
No, it just doesn't
feel.
Your stomach doesn't come up to your throat at whatsoever. It's not that. It's not like that. It's this feeling when you jump. Mm-hmm. It's the visual impact, I believe, it has on your brain.
Yeah.
And so what happened when we were out, it was the first 5 seconds were the craziest of the whole trip.
Yeah.
Because your brain is telling you that you messed up. You messed up. You are looking down. You're falling. And it's just this, like, you messed up.
Right.
After 5 seconds, you kind of breathe it out.
Sure.
And you're just falling and beginning to enjoy it. Now, we were way up there. We took the highest altitude we could. So as I say me, my wife, some other friends went.
Right.
And it was 14,000 feet all the way at the top. And so you're falling for over a minute solid, which felt like 15, right? But you're falling, just free falling for a minute or more. And so you got some time to work yourself through the mental process. And then, of course, the chute opens. So.
Right.
But
which you're talking for, like, that first 5 seconds, you're like, oh man, I made a mistake. Which, in our analogy, goes back to as soon as you start, like, your project, you start your business, you start your bucket list thing, everybody gets that, like, oh no, this was a mistake.
Yeah.
I'm in way over my head. I mean, much like when you and I first started the podcast.
Yeah, sure.
We started this whole thing just like, hey, buy some equipment. We could do this. And now, I mean, here we are. It's worked out.
It has worked out. Episode 15.
Great. I know, right?
Yeah.
But
And I would say this,
you get
too.
That fear.
Yeah. There's there's this thing called the fountain effect. We'll go back to the name of the episode. So the fountain effect is actually it's a physics term,
sure,
but it's kind of carried over into the real world and the business world that I've heard the fountain effect spoken is when you do something that is life altering and changing, something especially you've been afraid of, it can lead to so much freedom in your life. It has this effect of this fountain that bubbles up, spills out over everything.
Yep.
And so I'm not saying that skydiving is going to change your life or change my life. It was an amazing experience. But what I am saying is that facing it and doing it and feet hitting the ground, it was an incredible feeling of accomplishment, even though the whole thing took less than 10 minutes, right? The entire thing, 10 minutes, it was all over. But the feeling, the rush, the anticipation, the fear, all those things, they were all gone. Obviously, in a moment, it was done. And I, at that point, and from that point on, I could go skydive 1,000 more times. But the fear is gone. I would enjoy it, right? It'd become more and more of a thrill. And these guys do this every day, right?
Oh, yeah.
They eat this for breakfast.
Right.
And so the thing is, someone somewhere has laid the groundwork for you. Whatever challenge you're going through, there is help out there, there's advice. And it might be as simple as asking for a raise, right? It might be as... Don't be a wallflower, right? Don't throw in the towel. Don't keep turning away from the things that you know that you should be doing, you hope to be doing. And there's just fear there. There's always something else. And like, again, it took me 3 years to do this. 3 years. Two years ago, my wife bought me this as a package for my birthday.
Oh, that's cool.
So for 2 years... And it was quite some time for them to look this thing up. They had to go back 2 years to prove it.
Right.
The certificate was valid, right? Mm-hmm. But for 2 years, I have tried a few times, right? And just, it's not working out, right?
Yep.
And so, and I'm pretty busy. So there might have been some legitimacy there. At the same time, anything worth doing is worth going after, right? If there's something in your way, go for it. Reach for the sky. The fountain effect will hit your life. It'll hit everything. You take the plunge. What's the worst can happen, right?
Yep.
The worst can happen literally here is that you splat. Okay.
And then it doesn't matter because it's over.
But yeah, exactly. So
you bounce and it's all good, you know?
Yeah.
It's
like
whatever.
So if you're, you know, you got that friend begging you to go on that tough mudder run.
Yep.
You know, you're scared to travel to a foreign country. You're scared to ask for the raise or go to the, switch to that job because you're in your comfort zone at where you've been at for 20, 30 years. Just do it. Just take the plunge. Just take the leap. And I think there's going to be a lot of other things in your life. I've just seen it over and over again in my life. I've taken a lot of risk. To me, it was risky, right?
Yeah.
There's other people elsewhere that have done this before me, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not recreating the wheel, but to me, it felt immense. It felt like I had so much to lose, right? And so, but again, if you're going to dream big, you have to jump. You got to jump out of the plane.
And that's the scariest part. But you know, once you get over that fear, then that, okay, man, maybe I made, you have one way and that's down.
Yes.
It's like you can take that. Well, in this case, when it's comes to skydiving, it's, you know, you may feel like it's an uphill battle, but you're on the free fall down.
Oh, sure.
And that's when it starts turning into, oh my gosh, I'm actually doing it. And
I'm
this is where it's like, so always go through
I'm
your
not
mind
crying
here.
Right here.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm what's happened is right about now you're going 120 miles an hour. Jeez. When the air is thin. Yep. So there's other people, their cheeks will go out. Yeah. I kept my cheeks together, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I wasn't screaming. I was actually saying, whoop, something like that. I can't remember, but I was yelling. I was pretty, at that point, I'm going, okay, this is, let's go. Let's do this. It was good. It was 7 degrees up there.
Jeez. But you probably don't feel it because the adrenaline's like
there's
running
so
through
much
you.
Adrenaline.
Yeah.
You know, your mouth dries out a little bit, your nose dries out a little bit, but it's brief in context. It's brief. It's a, it's a minute fall and then you hit the chute, right?
Yep.
So, but all in all, I would do it again 1,000 times.
And see,
it was incredible.
That's the, I would liken that to where you are in that mode of excitement.
Yeah.
Things are starting to, wow, look at all around me. Look what I just opened up. Look at what is happening. I can see forever.
And in this in this image, you can see behind Lake Michigan. So mm-hmm. this was taken right on the edge of Lake Michigan.
Super cool.
So the view is incredible. And there was a cloud bank. You're up 14,000 feet.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you're in a plane, you have the plane around you, but looking at it completely unobstructed, which I had a chance to once the chute opened, you're still up, you know, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 feet.
Yeah.
And seeing the cloud banks, excuse me, on the right and the lake on the left, and it was incredible. And got to steer that thing in.
Yeah.
Actually hand you the straps.
That's
and
cool.
And went into 360 dives, so just turning, just banking really hard, whipping around.
So that's when I would have thrown up.
That is when you can actually create significant G-force up yeah. there with that, because it's whipping you down in a downward spiral, yep. right? So I mean, maybe there's people on here that can correct me, but I believe we hit at least 3G, maybe 4G.
Oh,
just because, I mean, he said, go hard. I banked it hard. We were having fun on the way down. But
oh, yeah.
you have a lot of control up there. You actually yep. have a lot of control. You can steer where you're going and your speed, your elevation. It's fantastic.
It's yeah, super cool. Yeah, so yeah. that ride down is pretty pretty amazing.
The ride down, you definitely feel there's relief, right? Mm-hmm. The free fall is over. And then you really get to kind of soak in what just happened and what's going on. I anticipate if I do this again, which I intend to, then I would love to take it in more, right?
Right?
Take it in, really enjoy every moment of it, maybe even go 2-3 times in a day.
Well, it looks yeah. like you got plenty of relief right there.
Oh, yeah. You yeah. know? I'm so telling the guy that's strapped to me that I'm happy.
Yeah.
You know, I think we're going to get audio
yeah,
in here.
But, there it is. And yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm spent.
yeah. Yeah. It was like, woo.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. It's done. I did it.
I can't imagine right? that. And it's probably pretty peaceful at that moment.
It is. It's actually pretty quiet up there.
Yeah.
Maybe a few gusts of wind. Then when we start spinning,
it gets
a little wild, but it was, it's really, really peaceful and you can control it. And just such a smooth landing too. I know, mm-hmm. you know, this is obviously a professional jump. You have a large chute. You're not coming in fast, right?
Yeah.
He's, and then at the end, yeah. you kind of pull and it kind of pulls you up and you come mm-hmm. in. You can just walk right in.
Yeah.
But there are other guys, right, that have small, more sports chutes. These guys have jumped thousands of times.
Yeah.
And they're jumping out. So these guys that jump as a hobby, they hop onto the plane in front of the paying customers.
Mm-hmm.
They're hitching a ride, right? Yeah. And so at various points along the way up in the elevation climb, they will jump out of the plane at 5,000 feet, whatever they paid for.
Yeah.
They pay for 5,000 or yeah. 8,000 or 10. And so various times along that altitude increase, they'll open the door. This guy jumps out, right? So on and on and on. And these guys have more sports chutes. When you're there at the airport,
yeah.
right, and you're watching, they actually jump straight overhead of the viewing area,
yeah.
right? So there's people there with lawn chairs and blankets and food just sitting there to watch people jump. They just
cool.
love watching people jump.
Yeah.
And you can see them balloon in the sky and they kind of float down and kind of steer their way in. They have this this stuffed man. I think it's Kenny from South Park.
Oh, that's amazing.
and he's out. He's out on the runway, and the last guy down is his goal is to hit him as you're landing, right, with your feet.
Kenny, right.
Kill Kenny.
Yeah, yeah.
So they got him every single time.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah. All the groups that came down that I saw got Kenny.
So
yeah.
the whole idea around this relief is, hey, you've made it. You've done something
yeah.
that you didn't know that you could do. You challenged
yeah.
yourself, and now you get to enjoy the view. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
As you are reaping the benefits of the uphill climb that you just took
yeah.
to then jump out.
And you know, we are made up of a lot of parts as people, but the biggest, the one that we really have to take care of the most is our mind.
Mm-hmm.
It just is. And if we're not being intentional about that, everyone's busy. The thing about social media and gaming and internet is you can always be busy, even mm-hmm. if you're not busy. You
yeah.
can always be busy doing something, always engaged, and not have the white space that you need to really go, where am I going? What am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
Am I making the decisions that I really want to make for the future that I hope to have?
Right.
And so, yeah, things like this, they can shake you out of it. They can really, maybe, right? What is your skydive? I don't know. What is your thing that you just need to jump? Just go do it. Get it
yeah.
out of the way so you can move forward. And so I hope I inspire someone to go skydiving. Even one person, I'd be thrilled that hasn't done it before. So, and I'm being very honest by saying I was afraid. I'd love to say, skydiving, not a big deal. Oh no, I was.
Do you get a sense of, okay, now that was amazing. That was like the most thrilling thing I've ever done. And if you're an adrenaline junkie, most of them will tell you it's almost like, and I hate to say this, but it's almost like doing a hard drug to where that you need a new fix now.
Yeah.
It can't plateau. You can't just sit there and go like this. Now it's like, okay, what's the next? Do you feel that at all now that you've gone skydiving? Is there a next for you?
I would say this, that the way I'm tuned and hardwired, I do love the adrenaline. I do love the new experiences, but it's less of let me find a higher cliff to dive off of, more a new experience,
right?
And so, but in that way, yes, I would say that skydiving, this was the infancy stage, right? There are so many options, so many crazy things that you can do in and around this arena of skydiving and base jumping and so on and so forth. We were in Arizona earlier. We were in Sedona, my wife and I, for our anniversary, 14-year anniversary. And there were guys in Sedona, if anyone knows, is the Red Rocks, the beautiful Red Rocks coming up out of the ground, couple 1,500, 2,000 feet coming up out of the ground. And so we actually took a helicopter up. We took a helicopter tour around, and we were on the helicopter watching people, a whole group, base jump off of the top of one of these peaks.
Yeah.
So these guys had to have rock climbing gear. They had to rappel up the sheer face of the rock to get to the top, put the rappelling gear in a backpack, and then base jump off down into this canyon, right? Yeah. Incredible, right? So I would imagine those people there started with their first skydive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
One day, at some point in time, someone jumped out of a plane, skydived, and said, you know what? I'm hooked. I'm in. Let's do it, right?
You ever seen those guys in the squirrel suits?
Oh, yeah.
Those flying squirrels. Amazing. They have like some type of fabric.
Webbing fabric.
And they jump off these things, and they just soar like through mountain peaks and all this stuff.
I've never seen one land in a video.
Neither have I.
There's something fishy about it.
I know, right? And I never have seen the same guy jump twice.
Yes, right. I'll stick with that.
A little
absolutely.
Bit of an observation there.
So, that's, I think... I would love to this is our giveaway. This is what we're doing. We are going to did we get through our slides? Yes, we did.
No, we got one more here.
Oh, do we?
This is fear.
Oh yeah,
face
yeah.
Everything and rise. That's you on the ground.
That's
you
one of my favorite acronyms right there. Mm-hmm. Fear.
That's good. No, it totally encompasses, I think, this whole experience that you had, and pretty cool.
It is.
I mean, when I saw that you were doing this, because you didn't tell me that this was your plan.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying that I should have known, because I would have been like, okay, cool. Now what? We didn't have a podcast. Yeah. If it didn't work out. You know, what am I going to do every other week now?
Yeah.
But no, I saw it and I was like, no way. That is so super cool. And a bit of jealousy, because for me, I cannot jump out of a plane because I have a bad heart. I have a pacemaker. Yeah. So my cardiologist is like, no, no. And I'm like, come on, man. It's the worst that could happen. My heart's not going to explode up there. I'm going to have a heart attack.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I mean, at least I went out doing something cool.
Push the limits where you can.
Exactly.
Push the limits where you can. We've all got limits we can push.
Heart will handle it.
So on that note, I know that on Spotify, you cannot see the videos. Again, if you're on listening to the podcast.
Yep.
But we have a giveaway. I am going to give $100 towards one of our listeners' skydiving experience. It's got to be a first-timer. If you've been before, it does not count. If you haven't been before, go to our Facebook page at The Broker Joe. The Broker Joe. Like, share, and comment. And you'll be entered. Someone is going to win $100 towards a skydiving experience from me.
Super cool. Now, does that mean like, okay, it's only to the place that you went, or is this, we will, because it might be a listener in Arizona.
This is the place of your choice. The place of your choice. I will contribute $100. We will work out the details.
Nice.
All you need to do is like, comment, and share. Like, comment, and share on Facebook, and we're going to make it happen, and we're going to give it maybe 5-6 days. Okay.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then we'll select a winner and we'll be in touch. And if you have a skydiving experience, I would love to hear from you. Private message, open message on the Facebook page or the Instagram page, or, anywhere you can get a hold of us.
Instagram there.
I would love to hear your story. And, Twitter. You know, I tell you what, I really admire the people that do push, that have, you know, just over the past 10 years, every time you open up a social media, I follow, most of what I follow are wild videos, right? They're just, it's named wild vids or wild videos or crazy videos. I love seeing people push the limits, and it is changing over time, all the time. There's always something I see on there. Look at, is it Gabby? Is that her name? The U.S. gymnast?
Yes.
Yeah. So Gabby pulled off a move that a woman has never pulled off in gymnastics.
Was it Gabby?
Was
it Simone?
It was Simone Biles. Sorry. It wasn't Gabby
Gabby's
Douglas.
The other one.
Yes. Yeah. It was Simone Biles. Both incredible. No. So Simone pulled off this move. And I can't remember the name. It's a Russian or a Swede named it. But only a couple men have ever pulled it off. She pulled it off just last week. So it's 2021. And there are people doing things that no one has ever done in the history of mankind. She just did it, right?
It's the Rona.
And so would love, maybe, right?
But it's pushing people to their limits, saying, I'm going to do it.
But it's, and so she literally, no one has led the way for her. She just said, I'm going to keep pushing and I'm going to pull this off. And so hope to see her at the Olympics. Pull it off in front of the world.
Incredible.
That would be absolutely incredible. But there's always something new that someone's doing I've never seen before. Some suit, some stunt, something. It's incredible. It's fun to watch. So, but skydiving, keep it simple. Hopefully you jump on there and decide today's the day you're going to pull the trigger and schedule that skydiving experience. And I'd love to give you $100 towards it.
So disclaimer, first timers only.
First timers.
You can't
only.
Be like this veteran.
You can't be a Marine that's been jumping out of a plane with a parachute about this big over a foreign nation.
Yeah.
You know, for 4 years of your life, which is incredible, by the way. Yeah. Absolutely incredible.
Yep. And by the way, Memorial Day weekend this weekend, and thanks to all the troops and all the veterans out there.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you guys.
That's good stuff. So $100. That's pretty cool. Jump out of a plane.
Let's do it.
And if you get the video, if you are the winner. And you get the video, we want to see it so that we can put it up and let everybody else see.
With your permission, we'll put a snapshot of your screaming, crying face up here on our podcast. Absolutely. Yeah. That is possibly my entire life flashing before my
eyes
right there.
That's what I thought.
You know, it kind of looks like that.
You know, your kids, all of them sit there and just kind of every picture that you could possibly think of that you've ever, anything you've ever done, all the wrong that you've done, that you're like, man, I could really be judged at heaven's gates with this stuff.
Right.
It's
my kids are in good hands.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
probably.
I created the legacy. Yeah. Please don't show them this video. It's going to be really bad.
Absolutely.
So,
all right. Well, if you guys haven't already, please go follow us on Instagram at The Broker Joe. And if you go on Facebook at The Broker Joe, follow us on Twitter. Working on tweeting more.
Yeah.
At The Broker Show also. So we'd love to hear from you. And hopefully we get a lot of likes, shares, follows, and we can hook someone up with a skydiving experience.
I like it.
It'd be amazing.
Very cool.
All right. Until next time, guys. We are over and out. I'm The Broker Joe.
I'm Etch.